Hi, this is Carolyn Williams Pallet again with ExoticWarfare.com. I was just kind of overwhelmed by the last message and ended up speechless. Anyway, I would like to talk about a couple of patents, okay? Let me give you the numbers. I'm going to have to click on these to bring them up. What has been happening here is people have written to their state representatives or state senators or federal representatives or federal senators and said, what is this stuff coming out of the sky? They have contacted the Air Force, and the Air Force has told them, oh, don't worry about it. It's just radar shack, okay? Now, I was doing some research on this, and what I found was a couple of patents for radar shaft, okay? But it's much more than radar shaft. It can also be used for advanced nanomaterials, okay? I'm going to pull up both these patents, and they are on my front page, ExoticWarfare.com. Okay, one is for the advanced nanomaterials. The other one is for the coating that goes on the outside of the advanced nanomaterials. The first one is a world patent. The number is 200. It's a WIPO patent, world patent. And it's from 2006, and the number is 076711. 076711. But it's linked right there on my front page, and you can find it, okay? This patent is owned by the United States Air Force, and it was, it's also owned by the University of Illinois. And the University of Illinois is in Chicago, which we all know is a Rockefeller enclave. So I won't get into the politics here. I'm sure y'all are good at tracking this kind of stuff down. Anyway, it can be used from anything from radar shaft to advanced nanomaterials, the stuff we're talking about. It basically is used to make biosensors or nanowires, or any of the stuff we're talking about. It can be fibers, foams, gels, films, or crystals. Interestingly, it also talks about a crystallization process that can happen in vivo, in the body, after the advanced nanomaterials get into the person. And these advanced nanomaterials can also be used for microelectronic devices. Okay, we're talking about inside the body, microelectronic devices. You could put any kind of drug, germ, antibody, hormone, gene, or anything into these. Okay, and they are self-replicating. What they are created from is from another thing, which is owned by the Army. It's a patent that's owned by the Army. The patent owner is, his last name is actually Kaplan. K-A-P-L-A-N-D, okay? But what he did was he created goats that are transgenic. He spliced in the spider genes with his goats. These goats now produce spider webs in their milk. They take the milk from the goats, and they harvest the spider webs out of it, and these are organic, inorganic spider webs, okay? And then they use these spider webs to create an organic, inorganic, advanced nanomaterials. Okay? One of the patents is also owned by the National Institutes of Health. So, it's very interesting. We have these patents owned by the National Institutes of Health. The Army is involved. Air Force is involved. University of Illinois, and also Tufts University. Tufts, Tufts University. But it's the National Institutes of Health and the Army Institute of Pathology who, along with Kaiser Permanente in California, are investigating Morgellons. And, I mean, they own these nanotechnology patents, but when in the process of looking at this Morgellons, they can't say, oh, that's nanotechnology. Well, kind of weird, don't you think? Kind of makes you wonder, this is it. But I would take a really good look at those two patents. And because I think, well, it's quite possible they're involved, right? Okay, I'm going to let you go. I might come back again with another recording, but I think if you start right there. In fact, let me come back with part 6. I've got a couple more things I want to tell you.